Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Vav. We are in the middle of Sif Dalet. We left off on the last line of page Sadiches, about to turn on to page 196. Just to get a little running start from the beginning of Sif Dalet, we said in Sif Dalet, Asocher Asapoyel, one who hires a worker, Lishmor Zroim, to guard his seeds, or Davar Acher, or anything else, Eino no sein los cha Shabbos. You can't pay him wages for Shabbos. Lefikach eina chrayis Shabbos alav, and therefore he's not responsible for things on Shabbos. He's not getting paid for Shabbos. However, hayos chir Shabbos, chir chodesh, chir shanos, chir shavua. If he was hired for a week, a month, a year, 7 years, so no sein los cha Shabbos. Then you could pay him cha Shabbos because it's havla. Lefikach achrayis Shabbos alav. Therefore, he's responsible for anything that happens on Shabbos. The worker should not say, pay me the wages for Shabbos. Rather, he should ask for his wages for the week or for the month. And the Mechaber continues on the next page. Or he should say, pay me my wages for 10 days. And we discussed yesterday in the Mishavua, that's a case where he was hired by the week, and then the deal ended in the middle of a week. He worked a week and a half, so he says, pay me for the 10 days. The Rama says, "V'im scharo l'chodesh." If you hired him for a month, the hisne imo l'shalim lo kol yom kach v'kach, and the deal was that every day you're going to pay me such and such an amount of money. So mikri schir yom. That's called schir yom, and that's a problem for Shabbos. So we're going to pick up in the Mishavura on this Rama in Sivkotan Yutes. So the Rama just told us, even if he is a schir chodesh, he was hired by the month. If the stipulation was to pay him every day a certain amount, that's called the Schir Yom, and that's a problem. Says the Mishabura, Hainu Shehisne Imo Sheyeshayim Lefi Cheshbin Ayamim. The deal was that you're going to pay me according to the Cheshbin of days that I work. V'haloshen Hazem Mora, and this language teaches us, Sheyuchal HaBalbayis Lachzor B'emtza HaShavua, that the Balbayis can choose to opt out in the middle of a week. V'lo yitzdarech l'shalim lo ba'ad kol ha'shavua, and then he would not have to pay him for the whole week. Elo ba'ad hayomim shavru, he would only have to pay for the days that passed. Al kein nikri schir yom, therefore it's called a schir yom. V'osr lo l'kabel schar Shabbos l'basof, and then he can't collect Shabbos wages at the end. Afilu im mishalim lo avur kol ha'chodesh biyachad. Even if at the end he's paying him by the month, for the whole month, he can't take the wages for Shabbos. Since the stipulation was a certain amount each day, that's already going to be a problem. The Ein Lekamev Sivkotan Chof, and look later, which is the next Sivkotan, Sivkotan Chof, where he brings others that argue on what we just said. The Kosav Magen Avram, Dechein Hadin B'maskir Cheder L'chaver L'chodesh, the same din is true if someone rents out a room to his friend for a month, and the deal with the renter was that he's going to pay according to the cheshbon of days that he stays there. So gam kein osur lolikas schar Shabbos. He also is not allowed to take from him schar Shabbos batam kanal, and the reason, like we said above. The same thing is true. Someone who lends money to goyim for a year or for a month, he has to be careful not to make a stipulation with the borrower, Stam, that he should pay him back based on the calculation of days. He shouldn't make a stipulation he's paying back based on the amount of days he holds on to the money. That language shows us that anytime he pays him back, even if he pays him back in the middle of a week, so it seems like he's calculating the ribis according to the days. In that way, each day is really considered a separate entity. And therefore, what he needs to do at the end is, so he has to take away any of the wages for Shabbos. Ella, rather, the correct thing to do is Yasne Imo. Make a deal with him, Shem Yishalim Lo Be'emtza Shavu, if he pays him back in the middle of a week, yifrelo haribis mikol hashavua zekulo. Then he has to pay the ribis for the whole week. You dropped out in the middle of the week. You pay me back in the middle of the week. You got to pay the ribis for the whole week. Olo yifrelo klal haribis avur shavua zehachron. Or don't pay any of the ribis for this week. But it can't be done by the day. Either pay me for the whole week, even though you only had the money part of the week, or don't pay me for this week at all. And that way we avoid the problems of ribis. A very practical note over here, and that is note number 15. In terms of the ribis, the daily ribis that is paid out from the banks, so Rav Moshe writes, and the Minchas Yitzchok, shemuter litla mishum havla. The reason why you're allowed to take interest in the banks, again, assuming it's a Jewish bank, is because you're getting the money by havla, it's swallowed up. Shekevan sheyom asokim humi boker ad boker. Omid sarayim at sarayim, omid chatzos alayla, chatzos alayla. Since the banking hours are 24-hour periods, nechshav adover kavlo shel schar ha-shabbos im schar ha-chol. So the interest that's being paid is by the day, by the banking day, but the banking day is never going to be the day of Shabbos. If it's from 12 midnight to 12 midnight, so that's not going to be the whole Shabbos. Shabbos is never from 12 to 12. So it's always going to be part of Shabbos and part of a weekday. The problem the Mishabura is addressing over here is that the stipulation was from evening till evening. So that could be a whole day of Shabbos. However, that's all true by a regular Shabbos, but what if you have Yontif and Shabbos adjacent to each other? Then the 24-hour period from midnight to midnight will be starting on Yontif and ending on Shabbos, or starting on Shabbos and ending on Yontif. It will be all times that you're not allowed to get the money. So says the note, Kishechal Yom Tov L'achar Shabbos, Olehepech, if Yom Tov and Shabbos are adjacent to each other, there of Moshe writes, and the Minchas Yitzchak, Shelo Yoel Heter Zeh, this Heter won't apply. Shereyeshna Yomama Shlema, you have a full day, Sha'asalito Aleaschada, you can't be taking the ribbis. The Alkain Kosav, the Igris Moshe, Sheiten es Dmeha Ribbis Shel Osa Yomama Litztaka. You should give the ribbis that you get for that day to Tzedakah, Ba'ofen shelo yedu shuanosin, in a way that nobody knows that you are the one giving that tzedakah, kedei shelo yikabel shum hana o akaras tova mimos elu shem schar Shabbos. You don't want to get any hana from the schar Shabbos, so nobody should know that you're giving that tzedakah, but you got to give away that money. Ul'inyan yotov sheni shagolius. Why do we jump to the problem being Shabbos and Yontif adjacent? What about Stam, a regular 2-day Yontif? So to that, Rav Moshe says, Shemistaber lahachshav es echad mehayomim kechol. There, in general, is a sveik of the Yom. One day is Yontif, we don't know which day, and one day is really chol, so that wouldn't be a problem. The imkain ein chash bekabola saschar, therefore there's no concern. Ulam, however, kesheshnei hayomim smuchel meshabbos, if it's a 2-day Yontif adjacent to a Shabbos, so then, also lekabel schar avur shnei yamin. Then you have a problem with 2 days. And further, he writes on Rosh Hashanah, it is fitting to be machmir shelo lekabel schar afilu avur yom echad. Because again, according to Rosh Hashanah, there's a strong tzad that it's really one long day. It's yom arichta, and you have a problem even without involving Shabbos. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Chaf. Here is what the Mishabura referenced in Yutes, the shita that argues on everything we just said. Ubesefer shvus Yaakov cholig. The Shus Yaakov argues to spear late the Meharan ain Raya din Zeb. Although the Rama is quoting the Ran over here, the Shus Yaakov says from the Ran there is no Raya to this halacha. The Ibn Yonenu, in our topic, Avsha Lefid Varav Yucho Lachsur Lusakub Emsa Shavua. Even though according to the words that are being stated, you can remove the worker in the middle of a week, Mikomoko Mistoma Lo Yachsur Bo Beemsa Vahavisur Chodesh. In general, that's not what happens. People don't normally drop out in the middle. And therefore, no matter how you stipulate it, even if you spoke out, you're paying him by the day, it's still considered a schir chodesh, a month worker. And therefore, all the schar Shabbos from during that month, no matter how the deal was stipulated, will all be considered havlo and be mutter. The Gambis Sefer El Yerabah Mitzadeh D'yeh Shtofik B'din Zer Ayin Shem Tamud. El Yerabah also says that this din of the Ramah is not so pashit. Sivkoton Chof Aleph Oyomar, this is going on the last point of the Mechaber, that when he's collecting his wages, he should either pay me for the week, pay me for the month, or pay me for 10 days. Umasha Nohagim Asocharim Liskor Yehudi Be'er Shabbos. And that which the merchants are knowing to hire a Jew on Friday, Lishmor HaGolos Min HaGeneva, that they're guarding the wagons from being stolen for Shabbos, Hadavar Kosher, that's very difficult. Eichas socher over al lifnei iver. How are these Jewish workers, the merchants, being over on lifnei iver? Kevan sheyodea shevada yekabel schar Shabbos. If he knows this Jewish worker is going to accept the schar Shabbos, so how are you putting him in that situation? Clearly the Isser is on the one that is receiving the schar Shabbos, not on the giver, because the problem we're saying about the giver is that he's over on lifnei iver. He's causing the one who's working and accepting schar Shabbos to be over an Isser. V'lochein roi sheyasneim ha-shomer. Therefore it is fitting to make a deal with the guard, sheyishmor gan biyom erev Shabbos, that he should also be guarding on Friday, uv'motzei Shabbos, and on motzei Shabbos eizah shos. So it sounds from here that for Avlo, you need to have a little before Shabbos and a little bit after Shabbos. V'oz haviz kishir Shabbos b'avlo v'shari. Then it's considered schar Shabbos b'avlo and it's going to be mutter. Now, it's not so partial, it's discussed in notes 16 and 17, if in fact, to make it havlo, you have to have both before Shabbos and after Shabbos, that's a discussion, but that certainly is the mashmos over here. Don't have him just guarding it on Shabbos, have him guard it also Friday and Motzei Shabbos. So maybe he means Friday or Motzei Shabbos, but that's a discussion if you need both or not. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, Osir liskor chazonim lispalo b'Shabbos. It is Osir to hire a chazon that he davens only on Shabbos. That's Schar Shabbos. V'yesh misha matir. And there is a shita that says it's mutter. The Ramah says, v'im scharo l'shana o l'chodesh akuli al mashari. But like we've been saying, if you hired him for the year, or you hired him for the month, everyone agrees it's mutter, that would be havlo. But the Mechaber is discussing when you're hiring a chazan just for Shabbos, so some say it's mutter, some say it's aser. What are the two tzadim? So says the Mishaburis, if katan chavez lehispalo b'Shabbos, why is it Aser according to the first Shita? Mishum shenotel schar Shabbos. The chazan is taking schar Shabbos. That's Aser. Chof gimel v'yesh mishem matir. Some say it's okay. Svir le they hold it. B'mikol mitzvah lo gozer abonah. Schar Shabbos b'zeh. Schar Shabbos is not Aser for dvar mitzvah. A chazan is a dvar mitzvah, and therefore the second Shita holds it's mutter. Mikol makom eino roa simen bracha. However, one who takes schar Shabbos, even though he has a heter, it's for dvar mitzvah, the Lamai said he will not see a simen bracha from that money, which means he'll gain money over here, but he'll lose money somewhere else. Ubechol zeh hu adin liskar tokeya. The same way we're discussing about tefillah, about tokeya will be the same din. You can't hire about tokeya for Shabbos according to one shita, and according to one shita you can. Umikom makom aser liskar achazan about tokeya b'Shabbos yom tov gufa rak me'er Shabbos. But even the one who says it's okay, it's certainly only permissible to hire him from before Shabbos for Shabbos, but not to actually go ahead and hire him on Shabbos. Sivkaton chavdal is on the Ramah that says if you hire him for the year, that's fine. Pirish sheyisbalel gam b'yemos achol. Why is it better if he's hired for the year? It's not okay if he's hired for the year every Shabbos. That's the same problem. So it has to be he's hired for the year to daven also during the week. Umishalim lo lechodesh o leshavua bevasachas. And you pay him by the month or by the week, and therefore it's havlo. But if you look at note number 20, a very important point. Ulekichas, uleinyan lekichas schar avur tefilas hashatz b'Rosh Hashanah. You want to pay a chazan for Rosh Hashanah, which many shuls do. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, Shalom aspik sheyehei shatz betfilas mincha shalchol. It doesn't count as havlo if he just davens mincha right before yontif. Sharei ein nohug litein schar bavur zeh. When's the last time they offered someone money to daven mincha on a weekday? There's no payment for that. That's a game. Says Shlomo Zalman, that's not called havlo. El tzarich sheyehei shatz af beslichos vekadoma kdei sheyechoshev kavlo. If you want it to be considered havlo, says Shlomo Zalman, it has to be a little more substantial. He has to daven slicho, something else during the week, which is something that you would normally pay for. That is what Shlomo Zalman says. It's not so pashut that there aren't those who argue. If you look at note number 17, we'll see maybe a Rav Eliashiv, a little different. Note 17 is going back on what we said earlier. When you're doing havlo, and you're paying someone much higher wages for Shabbos, and you're adding a few dollars for before Shabbos or after Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman is machmir there also, she'ein zeh nechshav havlo. You're paying him $300 for Shabbos, and you're adding $5 for before, $5 for afterwards, says Shlomo Zalman, that doesn't work. Va'asr lakachas es tosefes aschar hanitenes avur haShabbos. You cannot take money for Shabbos in that way. That is not good havlo. However, re'ei das agon Rav Eliashiv, Sha'af zeh nechshav havlo mutter. Rav Eliashiv says more lenient, that would be considered havlah. $300 for Shabbos, a few dollars before, a few dollars after, this would be havlah. So maybe he'd be lenient over here also to daven a mincha before. Maybe according to Rav Yashiv, that would be okay. But they just bring a Shlomo Zalman that says it's not okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. We're in the middle of Sif Katan Chav Dalet. Va'ayin ba'achronim shekosvu. Look in the Achronim who write, Shenohagim lohoke lischor l'shabbosos luchud. The minhag is that we hire a chazan just to daven for Shabbos alone. V'achoshesh l'divrei ha'osrim. One who is concerned for the shita that we just saw that says it's aser, so lo yikto batchila, they shouldn't set a price from the beginning. Umashelo keach achar kach, and that which the chazan gets the money afterwards, yeishlomar shu derech matana, it should be viewed as if it's a matana. You want to be machmir, so don't speak out a price before and just pay him afterwards. That would be matana, and that would be mutter according to everyone. Umiyaledes, a woman who helps people give birth, the vaday muteres likal schar shabbos, that's for sure mutter. For her to take Schar Shabbos, we want to make sure that she does her job. It shouldn't be a sakana. People should be able to give birth properly. And therefore, it's for sure mutter for her to take Schar Shabbos. Very important note over here, note number 21. Ubetama Dover, the reason is, Kasa B'Shalim Shuvas Mahari Bruna, She'im Lo Nishalim Lo. If you're not going to pay her, Timona Milialeid Otis Atzel. She's not going to do her job. She's not going to help the woman give birth, or she'll be lazy. She won't care about her job. It could be a sakana. V'yishlachsho shema yagia davar leidi pikuach nefesh. It might be pikuach nefesh. Therefore, you have to pay her. U'mishum kach yechola hi af litvoa eschar bebezdin. For that svara that kelita pikuach nefesh, she's allowed to claim her money in court. U'mitam zeh, for this reason, it's brought down b'shem the stipler. Sha'af im ein harofe rotz elitos chas Shabbos. You go to a doctor on Shabbos. He doesn't want to take money from you after Shabbos. He says, no, I'm not taking money. Yesh l'shtadol b'chol derech l'shalim lo. Try to do whatever you can to pay him. You must pay that doctor. V'aderech ha'muvcheres hi she'yidnu lo b'taras matana. The best etzah is to give the doctor a present for the services he offered to you on Shabbos Kodesh. Ubir, and the stipler explains, Shim lo yekabel schar, if the doctor is not going to be paid for the service he does on Shabbos, yitochin v'yemona milahatzel l'pam haba, he might not do the service next time. V'yagia adavel de pikuach nefesh. If a doctor doesn't get paid on Shabbos, even if he says no thank you, he doesn't want it, but if you don't pay him for the service on Shabbos, then maybe next time an emergency comes on Shabbos and they call the doctor, he's not going to be interested in doing it, because last time he didn't get paid, even though he turned down the money. So says the stipler, whatever you can do to pay him for his services on Shabbos, you should do, even if it comes to derech matana. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Vav. Cheftzei Shamayim Mutter Ledaber Bahem. In Yonim of Shamayim, not your own personal Yonim, in Yonim of Ruchnius, you are allowed to speak about them on Shabbos. Kagon, for example, Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah, calculations for a mitzvah. Now, it's not talking about thinking about it, because thinking is always mutter. It's talking about it. So talking about calculations for a mitzvah is mutter. V'livso tztaka, and to say how much money you're going to give for tztaka is mutter. U'lefakeach al iskei rabim, and to get involved and look over in yonim of the public. U'leshadei chatinok la'ores, and to get involved in shaduchim. We'll stop there in the Mechaber. The Sif goes on. We'll continue next time. But for now, these are the Chefzei Shamayim that the Mechaber tells us is Mutter L'Dabri B'Hem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Hei. Chefzei Shamayim. Diksiv, like we learned earlier, the Pasuk says, Im Toshev Mishabas Raglecha, Nimtso Chefzecha. And Chazal Darshan, Chafatzecha Asurin, your own Inyan Mar Aser, but Chefzei Shamayim Mutarim. The chafotzim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are mutter to be discussed on Shabbos. Chafov, cheshbonos. Umutter lachshov mashetzarach l'sudas mitzvah. You're allowed to think and talk about what's needed for a sudas mitzvah. Sivkotan chavzayim elitzel tztaka. You can say what you're going to give for tztaka. La'aniyim ola beis haknesses. You can pledge money to poor people or to a shul. What about donating a certain item to a shul? So says the Chafetz Chaim, ulenadev eze chayfetz al beis haknesses. If you want to donate a certain item to a shul, gam kein nohogim ha'olam lahokil. The minhag ha'olam is to be making on to say what you're going to give to the shul. The afagav damrinan ein ma'arichin, that we don't do erichin, hainu lomar erich ploni alai, we don't donate to the Beis HaMikdash, we don't commit an erich on Shabbos, ve'ein makdishin b'Shabbos, we're not makdish things to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, like we'll see later in Simon Shin Lamites. Hainu davka hektish mizbeach ol bedek habayis. That's real hektish, going to the mizbeach or to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Aval hektishos didon mutter. But our hektish that we're doing for a Beis HaKnesses, that's mutter. De'ein shame hektish aleihem elo chulin heim. They don't get a shame hektish on them, that's called chulin. Umikomokom lechatchila. However, lechatchila nochon lizor, the best thing is to be careful. Kishemakdish is a chefetz yadua b'Shabbos. If you are donating a certain known item on Shabbos, kigon sefer Torah, or a Torah l'sefer Torah, you're donating a sefer Torah or a crown of a sefer Torah. The best thing is sheyakdishenu b'piv mi'erev Shabbos. You should be makdish it with your mouth from before Shabbos. Afilu beinu levein atzmo, even between you and yourself. The odds and then, afilu mevio b'Shabbos lebeis haKnesses, even if you then go bring the thing you donated to the Beis haKnesses, einu elo mefarsei mahektish shehiktish me'er Shabbos. All you're doing is publicizing the hektish lebeis haKnesses that you already did earlier. V'lifsok mos letztaka v'lo chefetz yadua. Let's say you want to just give over an amount of money that you're going to get to tztaka, not an item. So mutter afilu lechatchila b'Shabbos l'kuyama, that's mutter according to everyone. To say how much you want to pledge to tztaka on Shabbos, that's for sure mutter. Da tam da osir lahaktish, the reason why it's not allowed to be maktish something, hu mishum da havei kemeka chumemkar, that's like business. Shemotzi achifetz mershusa l'shus achir, you're taking the item out of your rishus, and you're bringing it to another rishus, that resembles a business transaction. V'zeh ein shayach b'mos, but when you're pledging money, it's not changing hands on Shabbos, so that is not considered resembling business, and it's mutter according to everyone. V'hu adink is she'enu miyachid achefetz b'Shabbos. The same thing is true if you don't specify a certain item on Shabbos. Rak she'omer stam, you just say in a general way, ani menader sefer Torah. I'm going to donate a sefer Torah, but you don't say which sefer Torah. Av she'yesh lo bebeso, even though you have one waiting at home to bring to the shul, but you didn't say that sefer Torah. You said, I'm donating a sefer Torah to the shul. Mutter lo kuyam, it's mutter according to everyone. Dehadayin lo yotza mirshus, so it still didn't leave your shus. Shelo yichei davka lazo, you didn't specify this sefer Torah specifically to this, and therefore that will be mutter according to everyone. Sivkoton chavches, another thing that is mutter is lefakeach eliskei rabbim, to get involved and look over the inyanim of the rabbim. La'ayin v'lachkor, to investigate, to research, the tzorchei rabbim havei ketzorch mitzvah. The needs of the rabbim is considered a need of a mitzvah. Umutra afilu leilech lebotei tartiyos shemiskansin shom ha'inam yehudim k'dei lefakeach b'shvil rabbim. You're even allowed to go to the place where the goyim are gathering to look over the needs of the rabbim. You're allowed to go there and to join the discussions. The kasu aposim, the poskim write, the lohutar amir le'enu yehudi lasos molocha. The Rabbanan did not allow that you're allowed to say to a goy to do malacha, velo shvus acher, any other shvus, bishvil iskei rabbim. So iskei rabbim, we have certain leniencies in terms of what you say, but not to ask a goy to do malacha or for you to do any other isid rabbanan. Deraka pikuach, lahais askus, bedvarim below malacha. Dafka looking over, getting involved in discussions, is mutter as long as there's no malacha. The osir b'tzorchei yochid mishum v'daber dover. In other words, anything that you wouldn't be allowed to speak about if it was a personal thing, you are allowed to speak about on Shabbos if it's a public thing. That's what's mutter, the speaking about it, but not getting involved in any kind of malacha. We're not discussing doing malacha. We're talking about inyanim. That's for the rabbim. That's considered tzorchei mitzvah. So if that topic would be osir for a yochid, it's mutter if it's on behalf of the rabbim. Zehuter l'dvar mitzvah. That's what we matted for dvar mitzvah. Oh, it's Tzorech Rabbim. But again, not to do any malacha. V'ayin l'kamon simin shin zayin sifhei ule'el simin reish ayin vav sibbeiz baga. That's where the discussion is, whether you're allowed to tell a guy to do a derabbanan for a dvar mitzvah, or possibly even a daraisa for a dvar mitzvah. That we discussed a little bit, we'll discuss further in Mirtz Hashem. And finally, sifkadun chavtes, another thing you're allowed to do on Shabbos, which is considered chavtsei shamayim uzul shadech atinok, Tzorech lomer atinokes. It's talking about solving the shidduch crisis and getting shidduchim for the girls. That is mutter to discuss in yonim of shidduchim on Shabbos. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem next time with the rest of Sivvav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.